Witness of Tough Shin Nam Gimmo, November
24th, 1982. The Gimmore in Chum, the Kufi base on the base, the fourth line, from the top, Omar Rav Nachman, Eifes, Dogim the Eifes, Shemolchon Zeim Zeasoy, up to the Mishneh, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the first Mishneh, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amidale, and we together with the two Teisves of Dogim Veiki Shemolchin Zeim Zeh, and the Teisves of Dogim Rofik Omayel Palte Veiki Slipe. This is the basic, you know, in Yuchas Melicha, there aren't many Sugyas Gemara, so this is the basic Sugya of Melicha, in whom, in other words, this Gemara, that could be based on the base, Omar Rav Nachman, Devil Beifu Shemokho Zeyze, up to the Mishnah of Amal Esayif Magdina Lashuk. Together with the two tases, Dogim Beifu Shemokho Zeyze, the Rashbam Shite, and the other Shite tases, and the Dogim Rofi Kamayu Pauke Beifu Skiti. Now, but before we start the tour, and the Mechaber, Sinis HaMechtes, so I just want to go over inside, a small piece of Gemara. Omar Shmuel, that's the Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Shmuel, that's in the middle of the Omer. In Avosa Yitzim in the Dome. Elohim Kinilche Yofi Yofi, Umadiche Yofi Yofi. So in other words, that the dam cannot be drawn out from a Chatichas Boso unless you salt it very well and you rinse it very well. Itma. Ravune Omar, so in other words, so he mentions in Abosha Yitzim in the Domion, Kimil Chiyofi Yofi, Umadi Chiyofi Yofi. Now he doesn't say what kind of Adoche is it. Is it the Adoche that precedes the Meliche, or is the Adoche that follows the Meliche? There are two Adoches. There is the Adoche that has to take place before Yomri Abosha, and then there is the Adoche that has to take place after the Meliche Abosha. So, Itma, Rabune Omar, Melech Umadiach. He's Melech, and then he has to rinse to cast off the salt with all the blood that the salt has drawn out. Gmasnitetone, Madiach, Umelech Umadiach. So, Rabune just mentions he's Melech, and then he's Madiach. He doesn't mention that you have to be Madiach before the Melech. But the Braise says, Madiach. One Adoche is Kardoche Kamaise, and then Meleach, and then Adoche Baschaise. Umadiach. Viloy, there is no Machlekes. Ho de Chalulei Bitapre, ho Viloy Chalulei Bitapre. In Rabune has reference to the case where the butcher, before he gave it to me, already rinsed the Chichas Boso. So he already, the butcher did it already. So he doesn't have to do it over again. Mashein Kei. The Braise has reference to the case where the Chtichas Boso has not undergone a rinsing as yet, Adoche. So then he has to rinse the Chtichas Boso, then to salt it, and then to rinse it again. Alright. Now this is, so in other words, so we see from this Gemara that in order to draw out the blood from a Chtichas Boso properly, so there has to be Adoche Kamaise, then there has to be Meliche, and then there has to be Adoche, and then there has to be Adoche Baschais. There has to be Adoche Baschais. Now, in so far as the Adoche Kamaise is concerned, so there are three shittas. So there are three shittas. One shitta is that Hadoche Muetes will be enough. Hadoche Muetes. Another shita is Hadoche Muetes is not enough, but there has to be Hadoche Merubah. But Shchiya is not required. And a third shita is that even Hadoche Merubah is not sufficient. You have to soak it. We pass in Chatchile that you have to soak every Chtichas Boso for half an hour. For half an hour. Then you soak them. But so there are three kinds of adoches. There is adoche meetes, there is adoche merube, and there is a shriyo. There is a shriyo. That's in regard to the adoche kamaisi. The adoche the rinsing of the meat prior to the menich. Then there comes the adoche maschaise, subsequent to the menich. So most rishonim say that you have to make two adoches. In the adoche maschaise, there has to make two adoches. Two adoches. In other words, one adoche, the first adoche, is to cast off the soul with the spots of blood that it has, and then you have to make a second adoche in order to clean off and to remove the greased water, the sheet of the smaggies, that you have to make three adoches in the adoche masraiz. So the first adoche, first you put it in a kele in order to cast off the salt, but then you have to make another adoche, a second adoche in the adoche masraiz, because it has greased water on the surface of the chatichas bosor. You still have greased water with the lachluches of dam, so that's the reason as to why you have to make a second rinsing. And then, so that's the sheet of Moshe Hashem. The sheet of the smakis, you have to make a third rinsing, a third rinsing, in order to remove the water, the mayim shneim, in order to remove the mayim shneim that is a little bit greased, because it washed off. It washed off the mayim shneim. So, I mean, we pass in that in the adoche basraise, we have to rinse it three times. All right. Now, why? What's the purpose? So, the purpose of the adoche basraise is very simple. There is no machlekes. There is only a machlekes how many times we have to rinse it after the minche, whether twice or three times. But the purpose is the same, according to all Yishen. In other words, to remove all the salt and the spots of, and the droplets of blood that come with the salt. But what is the purpose of the adoche kamais? So on that, so there are various pshat, numerous reasons are mentioned. I asked you to go over the first 11 paragraphs. I don't remember in the how many?
11.
Yeah, in the Or HaShulchan. So there it mentions the various shittas. So in other words, so a number of shittas. The shita of the Ran is that the reason is why we have to make adoche kamaise, because if you don't rinse ichtichas bosor, so then the bosor is relatively hard, and if it's not soft enough, so then the salt will not be able to draw out the blood properly. In other words, in order that the salt should be capable of drawing out the blood, so you have to soften the meat. How do you soften the meat? By rinsing it or by soaking it. So the purpose is the lirakeach es abosom. Lirakeach es abosom. So that's the time of the Rav. The Rashbo mentions the time of lirakeach es abosom, but he mentions something else. In other words, the purpose of the hadoche kamaisi is, number one, to soften it, lirakeach es abosom, and also in order to enable the salt to stick to the bosom. If it's not moist, if you don't rinse it, so then the surface is not moist. If the surface is not moist, so the particles of salt that you drop on the bosom will not stick to it. So mainly, if it will not stick to it, it will not be capable of drawing out the blood very well. It will not do a good job in drawing out the blood. So if you rinse the chatichas bosom, so then on one hand you soften the bosom, so the bosom becomes relatively soft, so it's easier for the soul to draw out the blood, and then on the other hand it fulfills another function. If you rinse the chatichas bosom, so then you enable the soul to stick to the bosom; it shouldn't fall off. So the melee, if it sticks to the boso, it will be more effective. It will more effectively draw out the blood than if it doesn't stick to the boso and it keeps on falling off from the boso. So in other words, so the Rashba stam is similar to the Ran stam, but the Ran emphasizes only the element of Rikuch HaBoso. The Rashba in Tiras Abayis emphasizes not only the element of Rikuch HaBoso, but also of Lilachleach HaBoso, Kidei Shehamelech Yidbak HaBoso. Two things. So that's another time. So that's the Ran sees because Kidarakeach HaBoso. And the Rashba stam is kidil rakeach esaboso and kidil lachlech esaboso kidei shehamelech yidbak biboso, so it will more effectively draw out the salt from, more effectively draw out the blood from the boso. Alright, then we have the tam of the ro. Now the ro is a little obscure, the ro stam is that the reason as to why the Chachomim are misaken that you have to be madiyah the boso, you have to be madiyah the boso before Meliche, is because if you're not madiyah, so we are afraid less the droplets, you know, anechtichas boso, you always find on the surface droplets of blood. You can see it with your eyes. Droplets of blood, and every chtichas boso. So if you're not madiachet, so then we are afraid lest those droplets that adhere to the surface of the chtichas boso will dry up. And if it will dry up, so then it will the salt will be mavliya those droplets after they dried up. So the purpose of the Hadochi is to prevent this situation of droplets of blood becoming dried up, and then there is a possibility that these dried droplets on the surface of the Chtichas Boso will be absorbed by the Boso. So it will ask the Chtichas Boso. Now the way the Primigodim explains it, because it's not the Primigodim's fault, I mean the Ran mentions the Ran and the Rif and then Gemara. Oh, if you have, I mean you should have a Gemara home with the Rif and the Ran. So then the Ran and the Gemara, that Kufyukim that we just went over in a boso yitzim idome elum kimilchi yopi yopi umadich. So the Ran says in the name of the Lord, v'adocher sheino tzricha lahavir dam shal pnei aboso shein amelech matni b'chemei el dam shebisich aboso shehulach avoloi ma shenizyabin shal pono ulfichoch im lo yodicho yisei bitchilo. The melech can only extract the dam, the internal dam, but it cannot extract the external dam that dried up on the surface. Ulfichoch, it's at the bottom of the ram, that mevayit here. Ulfichoch, im yodicho yisei bitchilo, yesh lochush, shemo l'acha sheyonuach haboso, miliflei dam vitzir, yeinitach hadam v'yivlenu, kein kosov arosa. In other words, because there is dam and there is what is called tzir. Tzir is not blood. Tzir is a kind of a fluid that is constantly exuded from the chtichas boso. So in other words, now the Rishonim say, most Rishonim say, that while blood per se will come out within shiur mil as of the miniche, in other words, let's say, suppose you put the salt on Echtichas Bosa at 9 a.m. in the morning. So blood will keep on coming out within the 80 minutes from 9, after 9. So in other words, so at 80 minutes past 9, if you put all the salt on Echtichas Bosa at 9 a.m. in the morning, So then, at 18 after 9, so all the blood that could possibly be extracted by the soul has already come out. And it doesn't mean that every drop of blood has came out from the bosom. So those blood, that blood that did not come out within the Shiur Milchah, within the 80 minutes of the Milchah, that's the Shiur Milchah. So 80 minutes, so if it didn't come out within the 80 minutes, it will never come out. You see? So in other words, so it takes 80 minutes, Shiur Milchah, for the blood to come out from the Chtichas Boso al the Milchah. So it takes 80 minutes. But even though that all the blood is niflat within the 80 minutes of the Milchah, but male tzir will continue to come out for 12 hours. In other words, if, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, you put a salt on the Chtichas Boso, and if you will not make that Adoche Basvayze, suppose you left the meat on the salting board a whole day, so it will not continue to be peeling down after 9:18, but it will continue to be peeling tzir. Tzir is a watery fluid that might look a little like blood, but that's not blood. That's male bowel. That's called tzir. What is it? Yeah, it would be limp. Yeah, it would be limp. But I'll tell you see, the term limp, so certainly if they don't salt the meat, so the limp includes both. It includes blood, it includes tzir and blood, you see. Alpidin, so that which comes out within the first 80 minutes has a din of dam, and the others has a din of tzir. But those who don't salt the meat, so the melee, so the limp is really a mixture of the blood and the tzir. So after all the blood has come out, so it will continue, the chtichas boso will continue to be peleit tzir be'alme for 12 hours. There are some of the shenim who say that it will continue to be peleit tzir for 24 hours, but most of the shenim will learn it in Siman Ayin. In most Rishonim say that the limit is 12 hours, Yudveishos. Now here the Rosh says, V'adocha Rishonim tzricha lahavir dam shal tzri aboso, sh'ina melech matnit v'chein meyel dam sh'besich aboso, sh'ulach, aber lo ima sh'nisya v'shal pono, ufikoch im lo yaddicho yisi v'tchilo, yishmochu shem lach ha'shin lach aboso, v'nifle dam v'tzir, yinitach adam v'yivlenu. So Yachishe, if he doesn't rinse the Chtichas Boso, that the droplets of dam will dry up, and then, but as long as the Chtichas Boso is engaged in being paid dam and tzir, so then we don't have to be afraid lest it will absorb the dam that adheres to the surface of the Chtichas Boso, because there is a concept. I meditorit lifle dam vitzir loibola. In other words, Chtichas Boso cannot do two things at the same time. If it's engaged in exuding dam vitzir, it cannot absorb the dam that adheres to the surface. So we don't have to be afraid that it will absorb the dam adhering to the surface immediately, because as long as it's engaged in the process of being paley dam vitzir, so it cannot absorb. But suppose you leave it for a long time and it will be dried up, and it already has stopped being paley dam vitzir, so then it is free to absorb this dried up blood. So that's why we have to be to rinse the Chtichas Boso in order to preclude the possibility of dried drops of blood from being absorbed after the termination of the process of Plitas Damitzin. This is what he said. So, ולפיכך אם לא יודיחו איזה בתחילו ישלוחו שם לאחר שיוניח הפוסו מליפוי דם בציר יניתח הדם ביולן כן כוסו ברוזה ופי זה alright so that's the Rostam. Now the Primigodim raises a question against the Rostam. It's very strange, because after all, according to some Rishonim, so Echtichas Boso is engaged in being Pelitzir for 24 hours after you put the Melach on the Boso. According to most Rishonim, it's involved in the process of being Pelitzir for 12 hours. But 12 hours is also a long time. So, I mean, the average person or the average woman who salts meat, she is not likely to leave the meat and the salting board and for more than 12 hours. Who leaves, I mean, meat and the salting board for more than 12 hours? So it's an unusual situation that a man or a Jewish woman should leave the meat in the salt and the salting board for more than 12 hours. So why should a Chachomim be misakein that every time we salt the meat, so we should rinse it before the salting in order to preclude the possibility of dried drops of blood from becoming absorbed in the Chtichas Boso after the process of Plitas Dam Vitzira ceased? When will that happen? 12 hours? I mean, who leaves meat on the salting board for more than 12 hours? So this is the kasha that the Primigodin raises against the Rav. Alright, so we have the Tam of the Ram. The Tam of the Ram is Kidlarake Chasaboso. The Tam of the Rashbo, that's Tam number 2. So, is Kidlarake Chasaboso and Lilachlea Chasaboso, Kidei Sheyidbak Hamelech Biboso. And then the Tam of the Ro, in order to prevent the possibility of the Hadam Shenis Yabin Shalgavach Tichasaboso, Milir Snivra Biboso, acha she yonua chaboso milifrei dam mitzir. So far we have three times. Then the Mordechai has foolish aids. One motion in the Mordechai is that the reason is why we have to be madiach the boso kede miliche, because the Shulchan has a Roshan of the Mordechai. It's important to look at the Roshan. Oh, V'amordechai kosav, b'ferik ches, l'chum, da'adokhe rishayin, e'u la'avir l'ichluch adam, sh'alpnei achtichen, v'imloi kein, ha'melech nismal imenu, v'ishuv lo yeitzi adam sh'bichticho, because usually, if echtichas boso is completely overtaken with external drops of blood on the surface. So if you're not going to rinse the chatiche, so it will be completely soaked in blood. So in the melee, the melech will become saturated with the external blood if you don't rinse the chatiche and you put the melech on top of the chatiche. So mele, every particle of salt, every tiny particle of salt will become encompassed with blood if you don't rinse the chatiche first. So mele, the hamelech will be nismal in the menu, vishuv liyitzi adam shebachaticha. In other words, in order that a particle of melech should have the potential of drawing out the internal blood, then it should not be encompassed with blood. So then, when the chatichas melech is in contact with the boso, then it's capable of drawing out the blood. But if you don't rinse the chatichas boso, so every particle of salt will be encompassed and enveloped with drops of blood. So there, it will not be capable of drawing out the blood. Da'atocha v'sheinu ula'avi alichlu chadam shalpeh hatricho. Dimoike ha'melech nismalimem. So every particle of soul will be enveloped and encompassed by drops of blood. V'shuv v'yitzi adam shebechticho. That's one lashon. And then there is a yeshemrim. A yeshemrim in the Mordechai. The town of the Hadochet Tamaise is in order to soften up the whole piece of meat. Koluvi Abbas. So that seems so far we have the Ranstam, the Rashbostam, the Rostam, the first Lashon, the Mordechai, four times, and then the second Lashon, the Mordechai, appears on the surface to be the same time as the Rab, the Rakeach as a Boso. But the Chemigodim says there is a difference between the Ranstam and the second Lashon, the Mordechai. The Beor Avro, from the Beor Avro, it's mashma that the Ranstam and the second, the Yishemun in the Mordechai, the Tainach, the same thing, but the Primigodim says there is a difference, because the second version, the Yeshemrim in the Mordechai, emphasizes the fact that the Hadoche is necessary in order to soften up the whole of the Abosom, even the interior of the Abosom, the whole of the Abosom. And Mashayim Kein, according to the Ran, the Primigodim says all that is necessary is the external portions of the Boso have to be softened. You don't have to soften the whole Ruvia Boso through and through. From the Gro it appears that according to the Ran too. So the purpose of Adoha Kamaise is to soften it completely, not just on the outside. Not to soften just the outside surface of the bosom, but to soften even the interior of the bosom. According to Primigodim, there is a difference between the Ran and the Yeshemrim in the Mordechai. According to the Ran, so the purpose of Adoha Kamaise is to soften, but just to soften the Ashetach HaElyon Shel HaBosom, Shelo Yiyeh Yomish, but not to soften the whole Uve Yakoso, through and through, the whole interior of the Boso. But according to Yeshemrim the Mordechai, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften not just the Shetach HaElyon of the Boso, but the whole Chtiras Boso, through and through. So the Primigodim says, and Or HaShulchan appears to agree with the Primigodim, that there is a big nafkemine between the Yeshemrim in the Mordechai and the Ran. According to the Yeshemrim in the Mordechai, now that the Yeshemrim in the Mordechai says so, that Hadoche is not enough, even Hadoche Merubo, but you have to soak it. That's why there are more Paschas than Hatchile, that you have to soak the meat in the Kele for half an hour, at least. Why? Because so even Hadoche Merube is not sufficient, but it requires Shriya. And what does Shriya mean? Half an hour to soak it in water. Because if you just make Hadoche, you just spray water, even if you spray a number of times, but if you just spray, you don't let it stay for half an hour and to soak it in water, so then it will only soften up the Shetach HaElyon. It will not soften up the interior of the Bosom. Mashayinkin, according to the Ram, so Hadoche Merube is enough. But according to the Gro, the Ram Shite is the same, the identical Shite as the Yeshemrim and the Mordechai, so even according to the Ram, Hadoche Merube is not sufficient, but we require a Shriya. Alright, so let's accept the Primigodim's Pshat, that there is a difference between the Ram Shite and the Yeshemrim and the Mordechai. So how many times so far did we mention? The Ram is one, the Rashbo is two, the Ro is three, the first, the Ram is one, the Rashbo is two, the Ro is three, the Mordechai, the first Lashon, the Mordechai is four, the second Lashon, the Mordechai is five. Then there is the Tam of the Rosh. the Tam of the Rosh. Now we should turn to the Rosh in Pirik Ches, paragraph number one. It's a very important part. It's one of the basic you say this in Milch. Pirik Ches, paragraph number one. Kol Aposo, paragraph number one. Itmar, Rabune Omar, Mileach Madiach, Masnitone Madiach, Mileach Madiach. The way please, hold the Halleby Tapre, hold the way Halleby Tapre, be more Abuyadohe. Now the question is, what do we do? Suppose a woman sells the meat without making Adohe Kamais. Is it a Yuvesh in Yocheliske? There is nothing you can do about it, you can't use the meat. Or it's not Yuvesh in Yocheliske. Maybe she can rinse it after the initial salting, which was not done properly, and then salt it again? That's the question. If you salt it without making Adoche Kamaise first, is it a Yuvesh in Yocheliske? Or there is a tikkun. So Vimola Vuyadoche Yeshem Rin, so there is one shite, Shein Takon Leboso, it's in Rubash and Yocheliski. Atim Yadcheno, and she cannot rectify this blunder by rinsing it and salting it a second time. No, cannot do it. Atim Yadcheno Vimlchenos Lifi Shaoli de Milicheri Shein or Pirish Mixes Adam. Because as a result of the initial miliche, which was not preceded by adoch, so part of the dam was niflat, was exuded, was drawn out by the salt. V'lon yokia b'melech lehat mitkol adam mi'acha shal Yehuda haboso ve'isi adam atzmei shepireish chizer v'nivla b'boso v'lon yishorich kindle nimlach kehim. Now, like this, the Gemara uses the expression dam mishrak shorich, that the tendency of blood is to break down. I mean, it's a very important principle. I mean, there's machloket hasheni as to the scope of this principle of dam mishrak shorich. According to Rav Netan, it has a very wide scope, this principle of dam mishrak shorich. So that means that dam has the tendency to drip down, so we don't have to worry. If we consider it a contra dam shite, it means that dam cannot be nivla, because dam has the tendency to drip down. So the melee, it's not nivla in boson. Now in that sugya of dogim veifis shemolchom zebaze, so then Teitzves mentions from the tam shite that Rambam says that the reason is why. Now the Gemara, on one hand, the Gemara says that if you salted fish together with chicken on the same salting board, so the fish becomes awesome. Why? Because dogim rakek remayim, the skin of fish is relatively very soft, and in a few minutes it exudes all the blood that the fish has. So if you salt, let's say you have a white fish, and you salt it on the salting board, and then you have a chicken, and you salt it on the salting board. So all the blood, so in the first 2 minutes maybe, so all the blood of the fish will be exuded, but it will take 80 minutes for the blood of the chicken to come out. So now like this, so as long as the chaticho is engaged in the process of being pared down, it cannot absorb down from another source. But the moment the platas adam has stopped, the platas adam and that seer has stopped, then it is free to absorb dam, to be belaya dam from another source. So mele, suppose you have here, you put, this is the salting board. This is the salting board. And I mean, this is the salting board. And then you put a fish here, and you put a chicken here, and you put salt here on the chicken. You put salt here on the fish. So let's say it's 9 o'clock, I finish salting. To put the salt, I finish putting salt on the chicken and on the fish. So at 5 minutes past nine, so all the dam and the tzir, I'm taking that as an example. 5 minutes. I don't know how many minutes it takes, but it takes much less time than it takes for the blood of the chicken to come out. So let's say, so if at 9 o'clock he put all the salt on the chicken and on the fish, and they are in the contact with each other on the salting board, so at 5 minutes past nine, it's possible that all the dam and the tzir of the fish has already been exuded. It was already niflat. If it's not engaged, so at 6 minutes after nine, it's already not busy being pale dam and tzir. So it is free to absorb the dam that will continue to come out from the chicken. So the mele, and dam will continue to come out from the chicken until 18 minutes past nine. So from 5 after 9 till 18 minutes after 9, so dam will continue to come out from the chicken, and they will be taken in, absorbed by the fish, so the fish becomes us. That's a memory in Chum. So Rav Netam says, but Shmuel doesn't say that you're not allowed to salt one piece of meat on top of another piece of meat. After all, that's the usual practice. You put one piece of meat on top of another piece of meat, and then the third piece of meat is in contact with the other two pieces of meat. Sometimes you can pile up maybe 10 pieces of meat, one on top of the other. So the question is, how can you do it? Let's say, suppose you put one piece of meat and you put salt on it. Then you put another piece of meat and you put salt on it. So the first, the lowermost piece of meat, so started to be paled down first. So then when you put, let's say, 5 minutes later, another piece of meat on top of this piece of meat, so why aren't we reshish less the piece of meat that was put on the salting board first, so has already stopped being paled? Then when you put another piece of meat on top of this piece of meat and you put salt on it, so let's say the first piece of meat, let's say, was placed here on the salting board at 9 o'clock. So then, and you put salt on it, so it started to be paling down, dam and tzir. Then at 10 minutes after nine, you put another piece of meat. So, and you put salt on the other piece of meat. Why aren't we afraid that the dam that will come out now from the second piece of meat, so will be absorbed by the lower piece of meat, in the same way as the Gemara says that if you salt fish and you salt fish and meat together, so then the fish becomes osir. So Tam says, so that's the question that is raised by Tesmes, and there are a number of the roots in the thesis. But Rabbi Tam's theory is that we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that was niflat from the first piece of meat that was salted will be absorbed. The dam that was niflat from the second piece of meat, so will be absorbed by the first piece of meat that was already paleted dam. We don't have to be afraid. Why? Because dam nishrechon. Dam nishrechon. And it's, so the male, the tendency of dam is to drip down, not to be nifla. But fish is an exception, because it has a very soft skin, and it has many white pulls the skin of the fish. So the mele, in spite of the fact that dam has a tendency to be mishrechoik, to drip down, but if there is a fish that has white paws, so mele it will accept it. So it will fall into those paws, it will be absorbed by those paws in the fish. But bosor and bosor, you're allowed to be meleach together, even though one chtichas bosor, so was salted a considerable time before the second chtichas bosor. Because, and even if the first chtichas bosor, so has already finished exuding all the dam and the tzia, so according to Rabbi Tam, you are allowed to put another chtichas bosor. In other words, according to Rabbi Tam, let's say you put on the salting bowl chtichas bosor at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, and now you left it there, and then you went away and you left it on the salting bowl. Then you come home at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. the same night. It has been on the salting bowl for more than 12 hours, from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. and then you decide to put another chtichas bosor on top of this chtichas bosor, you're allowed to do it. And you don't have to be afraid. After all, it already has completed the process of plate up down the tzia. It's more than 12 hours. So now it's not engaged in the process. This chtichas bosor is not engaged in the process of being made peeling down the tzia. So now when you put another chtichas bosor on top of this chtichas bosor and you put salt on it, so then it's dam will start being excluded from this, the second tichas bosor, so it will be taken in, absorbed by the first tichas bosor that has been lying on the salting board for 13 hours and it's not engaged. The first tichas bosor is not engaged in the process of plates dam vitzir, so it is free to absorb dam. We don't have to be afraid, Rabbi Tam says. He's the biggest maker in the union of Milichem, because dam mishrek shor. Dam mishrek shor. Alright. Anyway, so this is why yes, what is it?
So the difference between the case that when you put a piece of meat one on top of the other and a piece of fish next to meat, is that they're next to each other, here they're on top of each other?
No. It doesn't make any difference. No, the difference is because fish is rocky kamaya. It has a relatively very soft skin and it has white paws. The skin of the fish has white paws. So mele, even though dam is mishrek shoyt, but that doesn't mean dam mishrek shoyt. Suppose, let's say, dam keeps on dripping down, and you put a cup, a glass, beneath the dam. So you would say it will not fall into the glass. Of course it will fall. In other words, if, let's say, chtichas bosor, so the skin does not have such white paws. So mele, since dam has a tendency to drip down, so it will bypass being nivla. It will avoid being nivla in the chtichas bosor. Masheinkein, fish, the skin of fish. So it has white paws. It's roge komaye. It has a very soft skin, and it finishes, and it has white paws. So mele, in spite of the fact that the dam is mishrek shoyt, it will fall into the pores. It will be absorbed by the skin of the fish. Right, now, so, it's paragraph number one. So, v'imol adoli adoche, yei shemrim shemitakone liboso, afim yadichenu v'imilchenu osem, v'fi shal v'imiliche, v'sheino, פירש מקצס אדם ולא יוקע במלח להפלי כל אדם מאחר של יהודה חבוסו ואין זה אדם עצמי שפירש חיזה ונגלה בבוסו דלו ישורת כאילו דלו ימים לך כאלה. So in such a case, in other words, so the Rosh agrees with the concept of dam mishrek shorik, but he says, when can we apply the principle of dam mishrek shorik and it will not be nigla if the chtichas bosor was salted after it was rinsed. So then So then the salt is capable of being paleed all the dam. When we say all the dam, it doesn't mean all the dam, because there is no such thing that all the food, by salting a piece of meat, you should be able to extract every droplet of blood. That's an impossibility. But a phenomenon of chlitza, we find it in the halacha, and we don't do it because we are not keen in the chlitza. But sometimes in an emergency situation, let's say suppose sometimes there is a child, a baby, that has to eat certain kinds of grain, it has to eat because it's indispensable for the health of the child. So instead of being moderate on the basis of Pekach Nefesh, because maybe it's not Pekach Nefesh, it's very early, very essential for the baby, let's say, to get a certain food, a certain grain on Pesach, but pikuach nefesh mamish it isn't. So then we take, let's say, the grain, and we dump it in boiling water, so that's called chlitim reichim. So as a result of chlitim reichim, so that harnesses that it couldn't be machmitz anymore, it couldn't ferment anymore. So that's a gemara in Pesach, that chlitim reichim has the effect of precluding a future fermentation of the grain. But the gain masa chlitim reichim. Why? Because we're not keen. Sometimes we might make a mistake. Maybe the water is not really boiling, and maybe we don't leave it long enough in the boiling water to become harnessed. So the gain masa chlitim reichim gabechomet. So there is a phenomenon of chlit that we have a comment. So here the Rambam applies the concept of chlite ligabe dam, in other words, even after you salted the meat, so you're not allowed to cook it unless you first dump it, the chtichas bosal, for a moment or two in boiling water, then you take it out and you can boil it. Why? Because if you don't dump it in boiling water before you cook it, so there is a possibility that some of the dam that was not extracted will be nekam mokim. So it will be a very nisar dam. Now the question arises, so why do we have to salt it? Let us dump at the very outset without salting it. Let's take the chtichas basol and dump it in boiling water and then cook it. The answer is there is a minimum of blood that has to be drawn out through melichet. In other words, that chlite berot without a melichet taking place first, so chlite berotchim will not have the effect of harnessing all the blood. But once a melichet is done, so a madikum of blood was already drawn out, then chlite berotchim will be effect. But no one is cheshesh for the Shitas Rambam. No one. I think that the reason is why there are more paskas that we have to leave the piece of meat in a state of salt for an hour, even though the minute more a shiur meal is enough, 80 minutes. So the Rambam says that lechatchila we should let the meat stay with its salt for an hour on the salting board. Why? I mean, it's not just the chumres, that there is no purpose in being machmir over and above the din. So I think that the reason that, as a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says something of that sort, but that's the reason as to why the Ramor requires that we should leave the piece of meat in the state of salt for a whole hour, because in order to conform to Shitas Rambam. Now from the Rambam Shita is that even after it was salted and was stayed in a state of salt for shiur meal for 80 minutes, so there is still a possibility that without chlite berotchim that dam will be nekam mokim, but we don't make chlite berotchim. So in order to assure that there won't be any more dam being nekam mokim, so we have to salt it for a shiur hour. If it's salted for a shiur hour, then so much of the blood is drawn out that the rest of the blood will not even be nekam mokim in the course of cooking. Anyway, alright, so this or this, the Rosh says, oh, So we see that the Rosh Tam, why is it necessary to be Madiyah, the Bosor, because where is the Ram? It's similar to the Ram. But the Ran says, the Ran, the Yishim, the Mordechai, say that without a doche, the Melech is incapable of drawing out blood. From the Rosh it appears, no. Even without a doche kamaise. So, he's still capable of drawing out the blood. But, without a doche kamaise, it will draw out a minimum of blood. But with a doche kamaise, it will be capable of drawing out a maximum of blood. When I say maximum of blood, I don't mean a lot of blood in terms of gallons. Of course, the bulk of the blood will always remain inside the chtichas basar, no matter how much you salt it. But when I say a maximum, I mean the most that could be extracted, and the rest will not come out anyway, you see. So mimele, so the reason is why we have to be madiach the basar according to the Rosh is in order to enable the salt to draw out the blood affected. If you will not be madiach, so according to the Ran and Yishin and Mordechai, it will not draw out blood altogether. But according to the Rosh, it will still be able to draw out the blood, but it will not extract the blood effective. Now, if so, only part of the blood will be drawn out, and then the part of the blood, the little blood that will be drawn out, if there is no adoche kamaise, so it is apt to be nivrag. In other words, if you are madiachet, so then you suffer it. If the chtichas basar is relatively soft, so then it draws out the maximum of blood, all the blood, and then the dead blood cannot be nivrag. If you are not madiach, so then the salt will be able to draw out a little bit of the blood. But that little bit is liable to be nivrage. So then, that's why some Rishayim say that if he salted it without being madiach first, so it's a new Rishayim Yochliski. So in other words, so that's a sixth tam, there's a Rosh tam. It is similar to the Ram, but not exactly like the Ram. According to the Ram, without Adoche, it's incapable of drawing out blood. According to the Rosh, it is capable, but only Ktsas Adam. And that Ktsas is liable to be nivrage. Masha'inkin, if you are madiachet, then the salt is capable of drawing out all the blood, and it will not be nivrage. Then he mentions, and that he mentions today, v'imelech Hashem mafite, kim shevro pilesh v'chosa v'sechet. ופי מה שקוסר בעל ספר התחומו דיבוסה של נמלח שנוסנו על בוסה של נמלח שיש לו את הקמטה במליח ויף לי דם שבו להידומי כל שכן הוכה בישור כי מי דיפה לי דם שכאילו מעלמי כל שכן דום לכם סתם בספר התחומו says and that's discussed in Simenayim suppose you have two חתיכס of בוסה so you have one חתיכס of בוסה that I already sold it and I already made Hadoche Paschais everything. It's made kosher. This Tichas Basar was made kosher already, an hour before, 2 hours before. I mean, Hadoche Kamaise, Milichai, Hadoche Paschais, it's made kosher. Then I am putting another Tichas Basar that was not salted this year, when I'm salting it right now, and I put it on top of the Tichas Basar that was already salted and Hudach everything. So then the assembly shame say that in such a case, so the other chtichas basar, so the first chtichas basar becomes osir. Why? Because this chtichas basar, so it already exuded all the blood and all the tzir, everything. It was nimlach, beudach, everything. Now, so it's not engaged in the process of being paled down or tzir in any way, so it is free to absorb. Now you put another piece of meat and you put salt on it, so that starts being paled, exuding down from this chatiche, so it comes out, it's niflat, the dam is niflat from this second chatiche, and then it can be absorbed by the original chatiche, which is not engaged in the process of Plato's Dam Mitzvah. It was already Niflad Bamei, Bihudach, and everything. So, that's one Shittas Rishayim. So the Sefer HaTrumah says, even though Lechatchil you shouldn't do it, but never it's all right. Why? Why? Because he says there is a principle of Kibbeirei Kach Peyotei. Kibbeirei Kach Peyotei. In other words, that something that is Bileya through Miliche can be Nifla through Miliche. So Mimele, he says, true, that when you put another Chtichas Boso and you salt it on top of the Chtichas Boso that was already Nimlach V'Yudach, so Mimele, when you put this Chtichas Boso and you salt it, so then the dam that comes out from this Chatiche can be absorbed by this Chatiche. But there is a takone, there is an eitze. So then you salt it again. So then we say kibbeirei kach peyotei. Just as this chatiche absorbed was bilei adam from meliche, because meliach harei kreseyach. So kach peyotei. So now when you salt again this chatiche that was bilei adam from this chatiche, so the second salting will have the effect of being mafleet the dam that it absorbed from this chatiche. In other words, the same principle. How do you kasha kele? So in other words, let's say, if a kele, if you cooked, let's say, in a mele, in a certain part, you want to kasha. So what you take this kele, and you amagle, you dump it in a bigger kele, with boiling water. So we say, now, this was absorbed in Bliyas Yisrael. Why? Because through the fire. So now, when you dump that kele that has the Bliyas Yisrael in boiling water, so the way it was the layout, that's the way it will be mafli the Bliyas Yisrael. So here, there is a principle of kibbeirei kach peyotei. So in other words, so even though that's the shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, Anyway, so the sixth tam is the tam of the Rosh, which is similar to the tam of the Ram. Then there is the seventh tam, and this is the most important tam, and it seems that Shulchan Aruch passes primarily like the tam of the smag and the smak. The tam that is mentioned by the smag and the smak is that the reason as to why we have to make our doche prior to the meliche, because every chtichas boso has on the surface droplets of blood, visible droplets of blood adhering to the surface of the chatiche. So melach has a double function. Melach on one hand has the capacity of being mafli the internal drops of blood. There are two kinds of blood. There is the internal blood, those that are inside the chatiche, and then there are the external drops of blood that are visible as on the surface of the chatiche. You take a chatiche's blossom, so you see there are droplets of blood adhering to the surface of the chatiche. That's the external dam. And then there is the internal dam, the dam you don't see. So melech, on one hand, has the capacity of being mafrit, of exuding the internal dam. On the other hand, it has the capacity of being mavriya, of absorbing the external droplets of dam. So the melee, if you don't, so the smag and the smag say, if you're not madiach the chtichas boso prior to the salting, so the same salting that will extract the internal blood will absorb, will be mavriya, the external droplets of dam. And the shita of the smag is that the external droplets of dam have the status of dam de'er. They do not have the status of dam plating. Now, there is one distinction that we'll learn in Siman Ayin, between dam be'er and dam plating. The principle of kibbeilik achpeute applies only to dam plating. It doesn't apply to dam be'er. Suppose somebody squeezed out blood, drew out blood from a behemoth, a living behemoth. He drew out blood from a behemoth and he put it in a cup, in a glass. And then he'll take this glass and he'll pour it. Let's say, suppose it's hot. Or suppose the behemoth is hot. There's a chtichas basar, the chtichas basar is hot. And he'll pour from the glass, he'll pour blood on the hot chtichas basar. So it'll be nivla. So we won't say, well, true it was nivla, but kibbeilik achpeute, let him salt that chtichas basar that was belay at the dam be'er. So kibbeilik achpeute, so it will be mafli. So vis-a-vis dam be'er, we don't apply the principle of kibbeilik achpeute. We only apply the principle of kibbeilik achpeute in respect to dam plate. But not dam be'er. If you squeeze, draw out blood from a living vein, you draw out blood from a living vein, and you into a glass, and then you take chtichas basar that is hot on the plate, and you spill, you pour the blood, the dam be'er, on the hot chtichas basar. So it's beleyat the blood, the basar is beleyat the blood. So then it is osa, there is no device to make it muta. Why? Why couldn't we say there is a principle of the belay? So it was belaya through the heat of the fire, let through the heat of the meliche be mahmit again, kibbeilik achpeute. So this principle of kibbeilik achpeute you only apply in respect to dam plate, not in respect to dam be'er. Why? Because dam, what does dam plate mean? Dam plate means that the dam was niflat from the basar. So that means, in order to be niflat from the basar, it means that the dam is very, very, very thin. Because if it's normal dam is very viscous, it's heavy, it's thick. But a viscous dam cannot be nifla, viscous dam. Only if it's extremely minute and thin, then it can be nifla. So anyway, if it's dam plate, so it's very, very, very thin. It is so thin that it's not even visible. So that kind of dam, we can, since it is so thin and so minute, so we can apply the principle of kibbeilik achpeute. Mashein kein, if dam be'er is poured on a hot piece of meat, so that dam be'er is relatively thick, viscous. It's not thin. So that cannot be niflat. In other words, briefly, the principle of kibbeilik achpeute applies only to dam plate, which is extremely thin, thinned out. But it doesn't apply to dam be'er. So there is a machlekes rishayim. How about the droplets of dam that adhere to the surface of the chatichas basar? Does it have the status of dam be'er? If it has the status of dam be'er, so we cannot apply the principle of kibbeilik achpeute. Excuse me. But if it has the status, but if it doesn't have the status of dam be'er, because after all, these two you can see them. But why can you see them? But in other words, they were excluded already from the interior of the chatiche. So maybe it has a din of dam plate. So that's the machlekes between the two mishnayos here on the Rosh. The first lotion says, "V'imora b'le adoche yishevim shin makonu liboso afim yadchenu yimulchenu osa v'fishal v'imulichen mishnayot pirushit sadam." ולהוי בקי אבימלך להפת את כל אדם מאחר שהוא יהודה חבוסו ואיסי אדם עצמי שפיריש חזר וניבו לבוסו ולא ישורית כמו ניבח כהגל ואימלך השני נפית כי בקשור פיריש וחוזר לסייך מה שכוסה בעל סדרת תרומו דיבוסה שנמלך שבסלו הרבוסה שלא ינמלך שני יש לי תקם תבינליך ויף מדם שבול הידומי כל שכנוח אני שורא כי ניפה לי דם שכיבו מהו מכל שכנדומי נרוי בקוס קיבלי כך פרוטי so why does the first lotion say no and the first lotion also recognizes the principle of קיבלי כבח פרוטי the answer is the first lotion holds that this is a din of dam bein and we don't apply the principle of kibili kach peyutei ligami dam bein. Now the shita of the smak and the smak is that the reason as to why we have to be mardiach boso prior to mriche because if we are not mardiach so then the same melach that is capable of being mafrit the internal dam is capable of being mavliya the external dam. So the melee becomes osea. But the question is, why should it become osea? But after all, let us salt again. Suppose if the first salting took place without the adochen being realized on the chtichas boso, prior to the melee. So after the first melee, let him rinse the chtichas boso, and then, he'll make another salting, so we'll apply the principle of kibbeli kach peyutei. So the smak says no. The dam be'en shal gabi adoso has the status of dam be'en mamish, and we don't apply the principle of kibbeli kach peyutei ligabi dam be'en. We only apply the principle of kibbeli kach peyutei ligabi dam pleite, not ligabi dam be'en. All right, so we have seven pshat. According to the Primigodim, it's seven different timing. According to the Gro, there are only six timing. Because according to the Gro, so the second washing is the Mordechai. And the Ram, the Zainach. According to Primigodim, there is a difference between the Yeshem in the Mordechai and the Ram. Because according to the Ram, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften the Shetach Ha'elin of the Boso, not to soften the boso through and through in the interior, and according to the Yeshim and Mordechai, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften the whole Chtichas boso, not just the Shetach Ha'elin, but in the interior of the boso. According to the Gros, the Ram Shite is the same like the Yeshim and the Mordechai. Now, I just want the tool. Keitzah Tzedam Lichem Madiach HaBoso Tchilo V'nidichei HaTaboch אין צורך להדיחה אוי ואם מולך ולא ידיחה תחילו יש אמרים שאין לי את הקונאי אף אם ידיחנו ומלחנו פעם אחרת that's the first lotion in the ראש ויש מתיר because קיבל לי כך פי אותי ולא זה הסכים אדיני עובר ראש הוא מלח בין מדלר דק בין ממלר גס that's the two sheet you can use מלר דק and you can use מלר גס thick salt or thin salt והרמב״ם כוסף של מלחים אלו במלח הגס שהמלח הדק הוא כקמח ניבוע בבוסו ואין עם אף ועדי ניו ואורוזה הוא כוסף תלוי מסתבר דילי סר שהמלח דק הוא מספזר על הבוסו הוא פי על היצי הדם כי הוא הנדבק בין אבל הגס הוא נשר מן החתיכו so there is a מחלקס between the רמב״ם and the ראש According to the Rambam, so you have to use only coarse salt, thick salt, not thin salt, because thin salt, if it's very, very tiny, so then it is incapable of being mafid adam. And the Rosh says, on the contrary, that the thinner it is, the more effective it is, in drawing out the blood because the thinner it is the more it sticks to the boso so it is more effective in drawing out the boso it seems to be in machlekes in tzias but that's the way it seems so in other words so there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh so avlagasu neisem nachtiche kishehifcho memilcho alzid asheni uviikar amliche kosav then there's a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh as to whether you have to put salt on all the sides or it is enough if you put on one side let's assume this is the Chatichas Boso so is it enough if you just put salt on this side even though you don't put salt on the other side But the fact that you put salt on the side, so that will go out the blood from the whole mechaticha. Or you have to put salt here, 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 and all the surfaces. So there is a machlokes between the Rosh, the Rashbo, and the Rosh. Kosav Rashbo, the Rashbo is a maker. שאין צורך הוא תמלך על הבוסר עד שיחסן וכולי אלא מליח יופי יופי עד שיראו לאח לבי סמלך ואין צורך מי מלכך תיכה משני גדולים אבל דין יובי רוז על כוסף צורך לפזר עלו מלך הרבה של ישו יובי מוקים מימי במלך אורת ואבוס ביטעם גילס צורך למלכי גם בפנים Now this is the tool Now צורך להדיח הבוסו קדם קדם מניחה ואם מדיחה יתבוך אין צורך להדיח בבייס ואם אחר שהדיח חותך קונתך לשניים או לשלישו או שהייסי או טלפי רגליים ואחר הדוחה צורך להזו להדיח Now he mentions another question Suppose he had to have his bosom and he was מדיח it but then after he was Madia, that first boss, he decided to slice it into two parts. Do we have to be Madia again, or you don't have to be Madia again? So it depends. If we accept the time of the Ram, then the purpose of the Adoche is to soften the boss. So if he already was Madia, he soaked it. So the boss became soft. So what if he sliced it? So he sliced it, that didn't harm the bosor just because he cut it in two halves. So he doesn't have to make a new adoch. But according to the time of the smag and the smag, that the purpose of adoch is to rinse off, to wash off the damp end that adhere to the surface of the bosor. So too, he rinsed it, he soaked it. So it became devoid of damp end. But then when you cut the chitchas boso, so that produces new visible droplets of dam. So he has to rinse it again. So in other words, according to the smag and smag, it's all chlazel adichon. According to the ram, it's not so chlazel adichon. So when the mechaber says so chlazel adichon, it's on the basis of the smag and the smag shite, not on the basis of the ram shite. Because according to the Ram, the whole purpose of Adoche is to wash off, not to wash off, I'm sorry, to soften the meat. Soften the meat, it's already soft. But according to the Smag and the Smag, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the droplets, the visible droplets that adhere to the surface. So true, he washed them off, but now he cut them into two halves. So you have new drops. Down there, adhering to the surface. So he has to wash off the new droplets. So in other words, the Mechaber says, so it means, because of the shita of the smag and the sack. So, alright, now we should go over that Gemara with the two tasers. To see if in Simon Samartes, I asked you to go over the Gemara, that if you do days on the base in the whole Sugi, especially the part about the Dogi Leiti Shemol from Zeim Ze, Asur. Now I just want to go over briefly the tases, the Dogi Mokhe Komaye, who palted, the Ephes Kmit, that if you days on the base. Omer Rab Nachman. Dogim ve'ifish emolchon zeim ze asur. If you sold fish and chicken together, so the fish becomes osa. Whether the chicken also becomes osa, so there's a machlekes reshena. According to the Rashbam, it becomes osa, because once the fish becomes osa, because it's b'lei adam from the from the from the Eifes, so Mele, then he becomes Yechticha Atzman Asis Nevele, and then the Eif is Beleya from the Dogi, so Mele becomes us. Alright. So that's the Machlein Vashem. Omer Rav Nachman, Dogi Ve'eif Shemol Chonzeim Ze Asur. Hey, Chedot. Ibichli Sheine Minuke. So there is no outlet for the blood to drip down. So after if it's not masir, when you salt meat, you have to salt it either in a perforated kele, or you put the board in the slant. So the mele the blood drips down. But if you put the board flat, then it becomes osir, because then the blood that comes out from one chtiche, from one part of the chtiche, is nivla in the other part of the chtiche. So if it's a chlishe minuke, if it's a chlishe minuke for a slanty board is the same thing. Afilu dogim veivet namisho leilom bichli minuke. So mele eifes veifes is muta, because the dam is not nivla. Vidogim mishum d'rofek romayev, on account of the relatively soft skin, is kadme upalde. So mele in the relatively short time, so all the dam and the tzir of the fish is exuded, is nivla. And the moment everything is nivla, so then it is free to absorb dam from the Eifes. The Eifes kmite, but the Eifes, so their dam is more harnessed. So Bosa the Naiche Dogi play the Eifes the Hoda Balamin. Alright, now let's see the cases. The Dogi Mrofe Komayu Palte Eifes kmite Pirech Vikuntrasavu Boso Moshe Ze Sheyeli Flei Kar Ze Sheyeli Flei ושניהם פעילים יחד בכל זמן שתחתנתו לפלי אין לי בלייה וכמיקי פעילים ויסובו גם ברב שישס נימולה גרמה רב שישס was accustomed to take one חתיך הסבוסור and salt it. Then after he finished salting the one חתיך, he put down on the salting board another חתיך and he salt. So the question is, how was he allowed to do it? He first he put chaticha number one. He put chaticha number one. So then he put chaticha number one. And then he finished salting it 5 minutes later. So at 9 o'clock he put chaticha number one. Yeah, so and he salted it. At 5 minutes after nine he put chaticha number two. So why aren't we cheshish that? Dam is niflat from chaticha number one, and then I mean the dam is niflat from chaticha number two, and it's absorbed by chaticha number one. The answer is, since it keeps on being pale dam, so either the torah leaflet, in view of the fact that chaticha number one is engaged, is busy being pale loibal. So this is what Rashi says. We chin pir misomol gab rav sheishes the mola gam and gam and mosik alish. We pir the kuntos leish ne umuta. The whole man she tchud im lif leitein im beli. Uche nor ze kvo nor ze. So in other words, so Rashi shite is that as a matter of fact, Rashi is the biggest machmir. Is the biggest machmir. Rashi shite is that the only reason is why we are allowed to be paid to salt a number of chatiches of bosa together one after the other is because we don't have to be afraid when he puts down on the salting board and he starts salting chaticha number two. So maybe, and he already had salted chaticha number one, so dam keeps on. So dam would start coming out from chaticha number two, and it might be absorbed by chaticha number one. The answer is no, because chaticha number one will not absorb the dam from chaticha number two, because it's busy being pale at its own dam. No, how long a period Is it busy to be peeled its own daf 18 minutes? So according to Rashi, we have a big chumre. In other words, that you can, while one is allowed to sew one chatichas bosor after the other and put the second chatiche in contact with the first and the third in contact with the second, and so it's only within 80 minutes. Because suppose, in other words, according to Rashi, you put chatiche number one. You put chatiche number one here on the salting board. At 9 o'clock you saw it. So at 9 o'clock it started to be peeled down. Then at 9:05 you can salt another chatiche, because you don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will come out from chatiche number two at 9:05 or at 9:10 will be absorbed by chatiche number one, because at 9:10 chatiche number one is still engaged in the process of being peeled down. But suppose you put chatiche number two on the salting board 9:20, and the plate process of chatiche number one started at 9, so at 9:18 it already finished being peeled. So then if at 9:20 you start salting chatiche number two, so it's already not busy. So the chatiche number one is not busy with being peeled down. It's already 80 minutes in the shiur meal. So then chatiche number one will become osa. So Rashi is the biggest machmer here. In other words, that if you do salt a number of chatiches, together one after the other, so according to Rashi Shite, you have to be careful that you shouldn't salt one chatiche next to the other if it's already 18 minutes after the plate of the dam of the first chatiche start. Yes, what is it?
What is the issue in the dam of fish? I thought in Shechita or Treifa we learned that even if you didn't check the fish, you swallowed it, but if it was alive, the only issue with Yisra was the Tueva, but not that there was...
I don't know what you're saying.
That to eat a fish live, we discussed, was a Tueva.
Now I'm not even discussing a fish. That's the member of Rav Nachman, Donim, Levi, Shemokhon, Zein, Zei, Yasurim. So the fish becomes Osea because it's really a dam. Well, so it's an Yisra of dam.
What dam? The dam of fish?
The dam of Eves, not the dam of fish. Don't give the Eves a molchon saying zeh.
But I thought you said one fish now placed on the same cutting board.
I didn't say one fish.
Oh.
One chatikas boso now I discussed. Not one fish.
Chatikas boso.
So don't give the Eves are not allowed to be meleach together because the dam that comes out from the Eve, from the chicken, will in a very short time be absorbed by the fish. So the fish is also bachile because it has a bli of dam. So the isar is an isar of dam. All right. So Rashi is the biggest man. Rashi is the man. So in other words, in order to conform to Rashi Shite, so the one who salts meat, so has to be very careful not to salt another piece of meat after 80 minutes from the time that the first piece of meat was salted. I just wonder whether in all the places in the butcher shops that are under Ashgoche, whether they follow up all these halachot. The truth is that someone to be a mashgiach has to be quite knowledgeable. And the trouble is that everybody thinks to be a mashgiach you don't have to know anything, you can be just someone who doesn't understand, he just has to have eyes and look. But just to look is nothing. You have to know what to look. Anyway, so Rashi is the biggest mark. Oh. Oh. Uchmechem pirish v'somol gav rabcheish dimo lagal megal me demosik al loish. Upirish v'kunt chas loish ne umuta. Dichol zman shetrudim liflei, einem beli. Uchshenor ze, kvonor ze, ufirushiteime, kishemelchin har v'chatiche is yachad. זו החזו, הוא מניח עם שני על הראשינו וכן שלישיס וכן רביס אף יש כמה חתיכס אף אופי שהראשינו גמרס פריטוס או תחילו אלו הוא פשטה ואלו לא ישנה משמע שמוטלים לך שאף על פי או שמשמע that's what's taken out שאף על פי שתחת עם גומר פריטוס התחילו אין נסע וכן מפורש רמתם אלא לא יש שאף על פי שאלו יש למשמע שאף על פי שהתחתם פי לתחילו אלו נעשה ולא ממותע כיוון שפריט את התחתם כדמס הקום תרשי but הקום תרשי it is like that. In other words, when you sold one chaticha after the other, you have to sold that within shiur mil from the first chaticha. But if it's more than shiur mil subsequent to the salting of the first chaticha, so then the first chaticha becomes osa because it's bileya the dam that is nifla from the second chaticha. V'nireh the and that's the biggest hole. So in other words, Rashi is the biggest machmir in this union. And Rabbi Tam is the biggest maker. We mirror the Haine Taine Mishum the Dam Mishrek Shol. Because Dam has a tendency to drip down. Bimliche, Kmoi Bitzliye, Vihihe, Dishore Bitzli, Bisrael, Bisrael, Filhatrile, Apalpi, Shekolo, Trilo. פריטוס או בצד תחתן של האיץ' משמומיס רק שוריק הוא הדין נאמי בבריך אני שורק הידן לגמור המין שיש the concept of משחק שורק הוא יגע בצלי what does it mean? How are you allowed to boil meat one חתיך upon the other or near the other so you put you put on the boiling on the boiling spit you put let's say one chatiche and then you put another chatiche. So why aren't we afraid as a result of the fire? So blood drips down from the one chatiche and it's absorbed by the other chatiche. So the answer is mishrek shol. So there is a concept of mishrek shol in Sliye. So the same concept of mishrek shol applies to Mulicha to Ekon Ramtam. Yes?
Then also the shvud is also partial because mishrek shol is expected.
Well, we learn in Lechas Mulichen, there is a machlekes v'sheni, as to whether the spit that is used for boiling on it, not kosher made meat, can be used also for boiling on it kosher made meat. So there is a machlekes v'sheni. And it's machlekes, the Rashbo, the Rosh, Rabin the Sifra Trumo, and the Psak of the Ramoy is that Lechatchila Yitzosa, but the Eved, we don't ask that. That we'll learn in Siman Yevov. I mean, well, it's not our union yet. Anyway, so that's from Tam Shiti is that there is a concept of Mishrek Shorik that applies not only to Tzli, it applies to Mericha too. So the Mele, according to Ram, he's the biggest maker. According to Ram Tam, you don't have to worry at all. When you salt meat, so you can put, once you can salt one Chaticha first, and then hours later, you can put on the salting board another chatich. Doesn't matter how many hours. It can be even after 12 hours, when all the dam and the tzir has already ceased being nifled. But we don't have to be afraid, lest the dam that will, let's say, suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m., so you salted this chatich and you left it on the salting table. Then at 10 p.m., 13 hours later, is already after this chatiche has already ceased being paled on the dam or the tzir, nothing. And nothing is missing now. So you want to salt another chatiche on top of this chatiche, it's okay. Why? Because we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will come out from this chatiche. So I will be absorbed by this chatiche because dam mishrek shorik it will not be absorbed as long, of course, if you only say dam mishrek shorik in the case of a clean nuket or if it is not slanty board, so there is a possibility of dripping down through the neck or because of